This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's approved a final plan to reintroduce wolves in the state. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
In 2020, voters narrowly approved an initiative calling for wolf restoration. After years of drafts and public meetings, wildlife managers have a plan to carry it out. As many as 50 wolves would be released over the next 3 to 5 years. The plan also includes a generous compensation program for lost livestock. But it's missing some key points, like where Colorado will get the wolves and exactly where they'll be let loose. The state is also waiting on a federal permit to manage wolves, and there's no guarantee it'll arrive before the December 31st deadline. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A controversial land use reform bill has new life at the state legislature. After the Senate gutted the bill last week, a House committee has now restored some key provisions. Those would force many local governments to allow accessory dwelling units in all neighborhoods and more residential density near transit. The bill still has some hurdles to clear in the House before it goes back to the Senate. Coloradans can find out if a healthcare facility doesn't offer certain services on ideological grounds. That's under a bill that's close to passing the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Some healthcare facilities, especially those operated by religious organizations, don't offer certain services, like abortions, tubal ligations, gender-affirming care, or medical aid in dying. But that may not be clear to patients in advance. The bill, which is backed by Democrats, would require providers to inform both potential patients and the state of any services they don't offer for non-medical reasons. It also requires the state to set up a website with that information. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And the Colorado Rockies have won 3 in a row. They pounded the Milwaukee Brewers last night, 7-1. The teams play an afternoon game at Coors Field today at 1:10. And you're listening to CPR News.